7. The Lord slays the king of the demons. Text number 16, is it?
Yes, yes. On the board.
Translation and purport. Are his divine gifts as he walked through the ground for songs and purpose?
Right.
While showing his extraordinary prowess, Hiranyakashipu, who desired to kill his own son, heard that wonderful, tumultuous sound which had never been heard before. Upon hearing the sound, the other leaders of the demons were afraid. None of them could find the origin of that sound in the assembly. Responsibly.
Shri Chaitanya Maharanishnam Shatitam Nera Bhutale Jayamupa Karamaya Nidasi Swaparatika Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pramunichi Ananda Shri Adaita Girama Shri Vasari Gopuramakta Binda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada so kind that he's giving us a process that we can become fearless. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta used to say that, I know no fear. So this is the goal. To come to the point where we are actually living our spiritual life and so nicely that we are always experiencing the nature of the soul, which is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. So when we connect with that existence, which is there, which is meant to be discovered. This is the whole purpose of human life, is to give us an opportunity to again connect with our real nature. Then we can be free from this duality, this which brings fear. Duality is what brings fear, because we're not able to remain on one platform. Like these demons, they were very powerful. But by hearing the sound, they realized they could be shaken from that platform. So it wasn't secure. It was something that could turn them over, so to speak. That's another word for a guru. Guru is so heavy that he can't be tilted. So we want to become like that, in touch with the ground of our being. So that nothing disturbs us. Of course, doesn't mean that we become callous to circumstances. Like if Srila Prabhupada was feeling cold, he would say, put on the heat. We don't artificially try to pretend that we don't have these bodies. But in the discharge of our duties, the body doesn't interfere. Whereas the non-devotees, they're always being jerked around. Nobody likes that word, right? You're a jerk. But that's what we become here in the material world. All of us are jerks because we're being jerked by our senses, by our mind. We can't remain steady. This is the platform we really want to come to. We really want to be happy and steady. Nishtha. This is the beginning of real spiritual life. Guru Goswami has given us this famous verse right about what is it?
Atau Shraddha.
Shraddha, yes, a little faith. Thank you, Vishnuji. We have to have a little faith in the beginning. So we all have that little faith, otherwise we wouldn't be here. Then it goes deeper and deeper. The beginning is faith and the end is faith. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta gives the example of the sugar cane. It's juice in the beginning, it becomes like rock candy. So what is that process to strengthen our faith? This is the Krishna conscious movement. By associating with the devotees, by practicing, by then we gradually get rid of these bad habits, anartha nivritti. And then we become steady. We can't become steady as long as we're being jerked by our bad habits. And therefore, we won't find satisfaction. Only satisfaction is there when we can come to the point of Anishta or Brahmabhuta. So these demons, they weren't at that platform, although they were so powerful by material estimation. Therefore, the devotee is never envious of these powerful karmis. They may have big position, so much influence in the world, but we don't envy them because we see that they're jerks. At the next moment, they can be pulled off in that position by circumstances. And then they're in anxiety. Right? We were, when we were a youth, we were looking up to President JFK.
You were.
He was a charming man. And so, but what kind of position does he have? He was being pulled by his senses, young girls, and then ultimately by the bullets. So who knows what his position is now? So we don't envy these big people. The devotees are satisfied in themselves. This is a very important platform. I mean, to come to this understanding, then we can be happy. As long as we're hankering, you know, Brahmabhuta Prasam, Nasochati, Nakanchati. We want something, oh, I'm not satisfied. It means you're not satisfied. Why can't you be satisfied in yourself? We can't be satisfied in ourselves because we're not in touch with ourselves. So let us become cool-headed. Srila Prabhupada used to use that phrase a lot. He wanted us to be cool-headed, do things cool-headedly. That means we have to rise above the mode of passion, rise above the mode of ignorance, and come at least to goodness. In the mode of goodness, we can be calm and do things with intelligence. We've been talking about this intelligence, how valuable intelligence is. But actually, we're reading that intelligence is female. So the man will think, oh, who wants to be female? Who wants to be like a woman? But actually, this is the best position. How is that? Because the real use of intelligence is to be passive. And to, what does it do then? It has a critique. Intelligence is critiquing, right? Is this coming from Krishna or is this coming from Maya? This is really the proper use of intelligence. To discriminate what is favorable for my devotional service, what is not favorable for my devotional service. And then to choose the thing that's favorable. And that is also, in other words, we just have to agree. We don't have to be, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta said, this aggressive intellectualism is the mother of all atheism. We become over-intelligent, maya parita jnana. We lose our simple intelligence because we're so proud of our brain. Big scientists and so on. So that's not real intelligence. Real intelligence is just to be passive and to discriminate. Do I want this or do I want this? The sociologists say that's what the woman does. She chooses. I want this man, not this man. So that's, we should be like that. We should choose, all of us. Male, female, doesn't matter. We should choose. Where is Krishna? Where is Maya? I don't want Maya, I want Krishna. And if we really are sincere in that desire, then Krishna will reveal himself at least so far as that we can maintain our faith and increase, progress it. Just like here, he's revealing himself to Prahlad Maharaj. He's not coming for Harani Kashyapur. He could kill him easily. But he's coming to support the faith of his devotee, Prahlad. Prahlad is the one who is in danger, who is being attacked, but he has such full faith that he's completely dependent on the Lord. Therefore, the Lord is obliged to come. So we can't imitate Prahlad. But, excuse me. But we can keep our faith alive enough so that Krishna will be obliged to reveal himself to us. Krishna is Bhakta Vatsala. He takes pleasure out of reciprocating with his devotees. Why is he taking this form? Simply for Prahlad. And for Brahma. He wants to also support Brahma, who gave the benediction. He doesn't care about Harani Kashyapu. He plays with him like a cat plays with a mouse. But he cares about his devotee. So All we have to do then is have a little sincerity to really try to understand what Krishna wants us to do. And we're very fortunate because we have Srila Prabhupada. We may not know what Krishna wants, but we can know what Srila Prabhupada wants. That's very clear, right? Anybody have any questions about that? What does Prabhupada want? Sometimes it comes up. Well, I think Prabhupada wants this, I think Prabhupada wants this. Come on, Krishna. What does Prabhupada want? No, it's very clear. If you read his books, his conversations, 37 volumes of conversations, his letters, there's so many. I mean, who can say that I don't know what Prabhupada wants? It's very clear what he wants. So then, all we have to do is agree. Yes. I want to do what Prabhupada wants me to do. For all of us, we're all followers of Prabhupada. Sometimes it's Rikta philosophy. But really, everybody is a follower. We want them also to come back into ISKCON. More and more. I'm also a spiritual master in ISKCON. But I see that my real position is like a monitor in a class. That I'm just bringing people to Prabhupada's lotus feet. I certainly don't have the qualities that he had. And I shouldn't allow my disciples to think, otherwise they'll lose their faith. What is our position? We're very small, and Prabhupada is very great. So all we have to do is bring people into Prabhupada's movement, into Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada's tapes, and then we're doing the function. We were doing that in Prabhupada's time also. He didn't want this big fanfare when he's 11. He didn't. I'm 100% convinced about that. That was our mistake. Pushkar was telling me this morning that Ramachandra was trying to say, no, I just want to be small. And they were saying, no, we have to be. This was our mistake. We made a mistake in 1978. And we went along with it, right, some of us. And now we're still suffering from that. Position, a teacher. We were teachers in Prabhupada's time also. It was natural. We can go on with the same work. And people will respect us naturally according to our transparency. As according to how much we're really representing Prabhupada. They'll love us. You don't have to be in anxiety. Unless I present myself as perfect, my disciples won't love me. They won't respect me. No. It's not an artificial thing. It's guru business. Guru is simply repeating what his spiritual master heard. And when he heard from him. Everything should be natural. When we pose something, then a problem comes. Because then we have to cover. On the other side, we're pretending. So everyone should become guru. That was Prabhupada's desire. The Rikthiks also should become guru. What is the problem? Oh, you already are guru when you're telling people about Prabhupada. Then we can be happy. Work together without envy. But when somebody is imitating, there's two things, right? Following in the footsteps and imitating. So if we follow in the footsteps, there won't be any trouble. If we imitate, Prabhupada sat on a big vyasa sat, so I have to sit on a big vyasa. No. This is the same imitating the Rasalila dance. Same mentality. Cheating mentality. We can't imitate, we can follow. Then Prabhupada will be pleased with us. Then Krishna will be pleased with us. Then we'll be protected, just like Prahlada is being protected. Kunteye patijanani nama bhakti panasi. My devotee will never be vanquished. So what is the problem? We simply have to become the devotee. Devotee means we put the interest of the master first. We have a little faith that if I serve Srila Prabhupada and his mission, I won't be the loser. That's what Prabhupada wanted. So why can't we do it? Then we'll see something wonderful. Adbhutam, here that word is used, wonderful. Prabhupada wanted something wonderful to come out. He said, especially you Americans, you should do something wonderful. Well, what have we done that's so wonderful? Rather, that in Prabhupada's time, there was more wonderful things happening. We're hardly maintaining. Of course, here in Latvia, you're expanding, but in general, we're not doing anything so wonderful. So why can't we do something wonderful? Because we are still, you can say, recovering from the chaos
the Prabhupada's leaving. So let's all come together, and in that mood of that being humble servant, seeing how we can cooperate, all of us, grand disciples, great grand disciples, whoever's there, let us all understand that we are servants of Prabhupada, and it's his mission for the next 10,000 years. ISKCON is his society. We want to accomplish something, then we have to work together. It won't be possible. The gurus had a chance to do something on their own. It wasn't successful. The only success can come when we cooperate. That was Prabhupada's instruction to us. You'll show your love by how you cooperate. So let's cooperate, and then we'll get Krishna's mercy. We'll be out of this anxiety. No more anxiety. Okay? Any questions? Yes, Mataji?
Can you speak about what is wonderful to do for Prabhupada? That's a big subject.
Yeah, well, of course, wonderful. The first wonderful thing is that we become pure devotees. You know, the wonderful, the fruit should concentrate, first of all, let's become qualified. Let us become really pure representatives of Srila Prabhupada. That would be wonderful. But then, that should be translated to how we convince others to become devotees. We should be, you know, there's so many conditioned souls that are, we're not making that many devotees that I see in America. We're appropriating a lot of devotees. But in Prabhupada's time, we were recruiting. We had the phone seat that we were going, and hundreds of devotees were joining. That's a wonderful feature, that people are changing their lives and giving up their... Like Prabhupada was very proud of that. They were drug-addicted hippies, and now they become lovers of mankind and lovers of God. He was... He took that as a very wonderful thing, that so many young boys and girls that came from their, gave up their previous habits and became devotees. No more illicit sex, no more intoxication. It's like America. So we should be doing that. We should be making hundreds of devotees. Why not? We have the best thing. Why can't we convince them? So on our own, then our friends, you know, whoever we meet, we should talk to them about Krishna. That would be wonderful. And we'll see that. Prabhupada's time, like the kirtan we had this morning, I thought it was kind of wonderful. Especially the sons of our Prithu and Bhadraj were showing their potency. But that takes, you know, 25 years to create those Tarana boards. We were creating them right off the street, practically. I mean, we were, wasn't it? And there was hundreds of devotees from Mangalarti. Brahmins, I remember in New York in 1982, this is the Air Department left. Mangalarti was 100 men and women at Mangalarti in the Brooklyn Temple. Fired up, I mean dancing, just like that. How was it possible? Because they were going out selling books, they were coming, it was something wonderful was going on right there. Prabhupada was, you know, in other words, we hadn't screwed up. Yeah, then Bhavananda fell down, Ramashra fell down, all the Brahmacharis left, you know, that's the history, we can't deny it.
Maharaj, at that time, about the Simply Wonderful, your kirtan is wonderful, it's in Henry Street, huh?
Henry Street. I'm talking about the Sherman one, even.
But he said that, this is wonderful, or this is wonderful.
That's okay, Mataji? You want to contribute something wonderful? I mean, some wonderful vision we can have? We can have a nice community here where there's no child abuse, the mother, husband and wife are really loving each other. That would be, you can set something wonderful, wonderful example here. Just like in the early days of Christians, they loved each other so much, and even they were being fed to the lions, they were embracing each other. So you can show that this community, that the members of the community love each other so much,
that the ordinary people are amazed. Wow, this is wonderful. How these people deal with each other with such real affection. So you can do something wonderful right here.
Maharaj, one devotee was expressing that one thing that Srila Prabhupada wanted was devotees to live very simply, doing agriculture, taking care of their own needs. And now we see like so many devotees have to go out and work and engage in so many complicated things.
That would be wonderful if we could show that, huh? Self-sufficiency.
So, I mean, right now the momentum is, okay, everybody get a job, get a profession, you know, have a business, mm-hmm. and is that another, mistaken direction?
Not necessarily. I mean, we don't want to, everybody has to live off welfare. We don't say don't work. I mean, sometimes that's clear that Grihastha ashram is a four-letter word, right? W-O-R-K. You gotta work, otherwise how can you maintain yourself? But there should be no in core, in the center, who are, you know, completely dedicated to the mission. And then those people are supported, and then they can, and then you have, the whole balance of it. People have to come and see the Grihastha, how the Grihasthas are living so nicely, how they're giving charity, how they're enthusiastic to come and take part in the kirtan, everything, and how there's a young man and sannyasis are going out preaching, how the women are taking care of the children nicely, the children are really happy. This is the most important function for the women. I mean, because the boy especially gets the quality from the mother. Don't we all see Rukmini and Gauravani here? Mother Rukmini, such a wonderful lady. Produce such a wonderful son. The son gets the quality. So, everybody has a function, is my point. Nobody should think, oh, I'm not a big sannyasi, I can't go to Japan or something and preach, therefore I become bitter. No, everyone, according to their own capacity, they can become perfect and be happy in that service. Whatever. If you're working hard, you have to work in a factory or something, but at least you're contributing. And so you feel some satisfaction. And that's a temporary thing. You're not going to work in a factory until then. So you should be planning how to gradually come out. That's the Vedic system. Then there's Varnaprastha. You can give up this, just working every day like that. So the future is bright. It's not like the Karmis, they have to work hard, and then when they retire, they get bored, they go, and then they put it in the old people's home. And they sit in a wheelchair, and they're looking out in the street. So our future is not like that. We're not afraid of old age. Because we're going closer to Krishna. Every day we should be making progress to Krishna. In our Krishna consciousness, this is where our life is, right? This is where we get satisfaction, in our sadhana. And so, what old age doesn't interfere with that. Or if it does, if it's so bad that we can't do our practice, then what's the problem? Just stop eating. You don't have to worry about who's going to take care of you when I'm old. And you'll be taken care of. If you're really Krishna conscious, the young people will be happy to take care of you. Because you're the wisest person in the community. Just like we're saying, the grandmother, the grandfather, the great-grand, these people are the most valuable because they've been through it all. They can help the young people. So gradually we're maturing. We're not so surprised that some mistakes were made, but we shouldn't make the same mistakes again. The Guru shouldn't make the same mistakes that they were made in 1978. If we don't learn from our mistakes, then what's the, what are we doing?
Actually, I just have, you said that we used to make the same kind of people as Gauravani and Madhi, on the 55th Street I was there and we made lots of devotees. But I think it takes, I don't think they're the same. I think that the devotees, I think that these devotees are Krishna conscious from the inside out, and the other ones were Krishna conscious from the outside. And
but some of those who were from the outside are still there.
But it took 25 years. In one way or the other. You know what I mean? We had these people.
Okay, one way or the other.
Well, yeah, so it's not like we brought them in and there they were, in Gauravani. They weren't. They were whoever they were. Many of them left, many of them stayed, and
yeah.
Went through the process of becoming Krishna conscious.
Well, it's the same way when you recruit people off the street. Many of them don't stay, many of them go. The result is we're looking for, we want to do something wonderful, we should have especially fired up brahmacharis. Maybe I'm prejudiced on the sannyasi, but to me that's the life of the temple is the real, young men who are enthusiastic to preach. Then there's something, life is it. That's what our society is geared up to that. I really think that was what Prabhupada, when he first started the society, that was what he was thinking. We want to recruit men to spread this mission all over the world. And women are naturally there. He didn't say you can't come and become a devotee. But still, the emphasis was on the men. Because if the men are Krishna conscious, then everything will go nicely. The men have to be the most responsible. I'm preaching to the men. You should become ideal. Then there won't be this trouble in the marriage, the children are being abused, and the women are being abused, because the stupid men are not doing they're being responsible. So the preaching should be first to them. You're the natural leader. You have to be ideal. How many women are going to follow unless you're an ideal man? If you're addicted to your wife's body, how is she going to be respectful to you? When you go home, then you become lusty after your wife, then how is she going to follow you? So the problem is the men weren't responsible, therefore the women's liberation comes. Who wants to be, I don't blame the women, who wants to follow some stupid man who is just trying to exploit the woman? So the men have to be ideal. Then women won't be happy. If the father is ideal, the daughter will be happy. If the husband is ideal, the wife will be happy. Why not? Because the men aren't ideal. Therefore, we come to the point. Train up the men. This is the first business. Train up the men. They should be brahmachari when they're young. They should go to gurukul. They should be trained up to get a higher taste, something better than sex life. You can't go on the street and tell people there's something better than sex life. They'll think you're crazy. There's nothing better than sex life in this world. I remember Prabhupada once said, after we had a very ecstatic kirtan in Vrindavan in 1974, we came back and Prabhupada was sitting on his bed, Shruti Kirti was there and we were sitting on the ground, and Prabhupada said, this kirtan, this is Lord Chaitanya's special mercy. He said, this kirtan gives us life. And if you don't get life in the kirtan, simply sex life. What else is there? We're looking for life. We're looking for rasa, for some taste, for something sweet. So our mind says, oh yes, this girl is so sweet, this boy is so handsome, look at his long arms. And so this is where our mind goes. But in the kirtan, we're not thinking, here there's so many young girls with dancing. We weren't attracted, oh look at these girls. If this was a discotheque, the boy would be thinking, oh I wonder how the girl is looking at me, how I look. Is my hair combed properly? And he's like a peacock, right? And the girl is thinking, oh, do I look good? Are the boys looking at me? But in the kirtan, we pass that. At least I am. I don't know. I think most of you are. Isn't it? There's something better is there. There's Lord Chaitanya's mercy is flowing in. So we have a process that can bring us above mundane sex life. And then the man can be a good guy. Not that we're not against sex. So yeah, we want good children, that's okay. But then real good children will come when the man is no longer, a jerk or a slave, a dancing dog. Then he can give the proper seed at the proper time, and the woman will be fertile, and then the child will become like that. That's the science. There's a science. Gaura Vani has wonderful.
It's a little off topic. If you're working with a devotee who continues to make mistakes in their service in a way that's disturbing and detrimental to the service and how the devotee is involved, how do you simultaneously encourage them but at the same time take care of that project with them?
Yeah, that's a problem. In other words, how to help somebody at the same time not be drawn into their mire. So if we're strong enough, but if you know, we have to judge. Prabhupada didn't send the brahmacharis to preach to the people in the you know, the nightclub, the naked dance. Because those people need help, and Lord Chaitanya's mercy also, but we don't go into the nightclub where the girls are dancing. Because they, you know, it'll be too difficult for us. We're not that advanced. So you have to judge. First of all, the first business, you have to save yourself. If by that association, you're going into Maya, then what is the use? Therefore, we have to be careful who we associate with. It's the most important item. Lord Chaitanya said, better to associate with the alligators than with the non-devotees. On the other side, you know, if you can, you know, inspire somebody to, but if they refuse to change their bad habits, then what to do? That's why the temple is so nice, because only people who are serious about following are allowed to stay. It's understood. That's that's the standard Prabhupada gave us. You want to live in the temple, you have to come to Mangalarati, you have to Sasoni. So then in that atmosphere, you know, the people have to be a little sincere, otherwise they're not there. But once you go outside, then there's a danger. Then you have to work with people who aren't really serious about the process. And that, you know, they refuse to give up their bad habits. So that's difficult. Yes?
I'm a little off the subject, but it's actually on the subject. And since you're talking about just, you know, doing something wonderful for Prabhupada and becoming pure devotee, by some quirk of the titties, today is also Jayananda's disappearance day.
Oh, sure.
Jayananda, and you could share that with us.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. Let's all become like Jayananda. Chir Bhagatam ki. Rabha Shingadev ki. Hare Krishna.